Go! Agnes ran off into the rain, around the castle to the doors of the kitchen. They were wide open. She made it to the corridor beyond the kitchens when a hand grabbed her shoulder, and then in a blur of speed, two young men were standing in front of her. They were dressed something like the young opera-goers she'd seen in Ankh-Morpork, except that their fancy waistcoats would have been considered far too fast by the staider members of the community, and they wore their hair long, like a poet who hopes that romantically flowing locks will make up for a wretched inability to find a rhyme for daffodil. "Why are you in such a hurry, girl?" one said. Agnes sagged. "Look," she said, "I'm very busy. Can we speed this up? Can we dispense with all the leers and the I like a girl with spirit stuff? Can we get right to the bit where I twist out of your grip and kick you in the—" One of them struck her hard across the face. "No," he said. "I'll tell Vlad of you," Perdita screamed in Agnes's voice. The other vampire hesitated. "Ah, yes, he knows me," said Agnes and Perdita together. "Ha!" One of the vampires looked her up and down. "What, you?" he said.
"Yes, her," said a voice.
Vlad strolled towards them, thumbs hooked into the pockets of his waistcoat.
"Dimone, Crimson, to me, please."
The two went and stood meekly in front of him. There was a blur, and then his thumbs were back in his waistcoat, and the two vampires were in mid-crumple and sinking to the floor.
"This is the kind of thing we don't do to our guests," said Vlad, stepping over Dimone's twitching body and holding out his hands to Agnes. "Did they hurt you? Say the word and I'll turn them over to Lacrimosa. She's just discovered you have a torture chamber here, and to think we thought Lankra was backward."
"Oh, that old thing," said Agnes weakly. Crimson was making bubbling noises. "I didn't even see his hands move," said Perdita.
It's been there for centuries."
"Oh, really? She did say there weren't enough straps and buckles. Still, she is inventive. Just say the word."
"Say the word," Perdita prompted. "There'd be two less of them."
No,
said Agnes. "Ah, moral cowardice from the fat girl.
Who are they?"
We brought some of the clan in on the carts. They can make themselves useful, Father said.
Oh, they're relatives.
Granny Weatherwax would have said yes,
Perdita whispered.
Vlad coughed gently. By blood, he said, yes, in a way, but subservient. Do come this way.
He gently took her arm and led her back up the passage, treading heavily on Crimson's twitching hand as he did so.
You mean vampirism is like pyramid selling, said Agnes.
She was alone with Vlad. Admittedly, this had the edge over being alone with the other two, but somehow at a time like this it seemed vital to hear the sound of her own voice, if only to remind herself that she was alive.
I'm sorry, said Vlad. Who sells pyramids?
No, I mean, you bite five necks, and in 2 months' time you get a lake of blood of your very own.
He smiled, but a little cautiously.
I can see I will have a lot to learn, he said. I understood every word in that sentence, but not the sentence itself. I'm sure there is a lot you can teach me. And indeed, I could teach you.
No, said Agnes flatly.
But when we... Oh, what is that moron doing now?
A cloud of dust was advancing from the direction of the kitchens. In the middle of it, holding a bucket and a shovel, was Igor.
Igor?
Yes, master.
You're putting down dust again, aren't you?
Yes, master.
And why are you putting down dust, Igor?
Said Vlad icily.
You've got to have dust, master. It's tradition.
Igor, mother told you, we don't want dust. We don't want huge candlesticks. We don't want eye holes cut in all the pictures. And we certainly don't want your wretched box of damn spiders and your stupid little whip.
In the ringing, red-hot silence, Igor looked down at his feet.
Spiders' webs is what people expect, master, he mumbled. We don't want them. The old count liked my spiders,
said Igor, his voice like some little insect that would nevertheless not be squashed.
It's ridiculous, Igor. He used to say, good webs today, Igor. Look, just go away, will you? See if